We're back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we carry on and continue on. Roland, you had something you wanted to say.
I did.
And now you've lost.
Now you're asking me to remember something from at least 30 seconds ago.
Well, I have something I want to make a comment.
Well, I do.
We've been doing something I wanted to talk about Amanda Knox and the law. But if you want to get on into that, we can. It's up
no,
to
go.
You
start with that.
This gets back to the whole question of law once again, and we've talked about it in both the last and this show, with reference to she, as you know, is the woman who was convicted initially in Italy of killing a roommate with her boyfriend, and then was and then under the appellate court in that country was it was ruled. That she, after 4 years, can be released and that the case was being tossed out. Now the Supreme Court of Italy is asking, now she's in the United States now. Now an extradition battle may take place because if they rule that the lower court ruling stands, that she was guilty of murder, along with her boyfriend, who's in country, by the way, in Italy, then she has to be extradited back to Italy.
Do we have an extradition treaty with Italy?
And we do.
We do.
Now, this is where the rub is. We've had it because of NATO and there are other issues dealing with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, their old allies, and so on and so forth. Now, my point of all this is whether she is guilty or not, and I have my opinions, people have others. The question simply is, and I'm not going to belabor this point, is once again, how do we deal with this very ticklish legal matter, okay, very ticklish legal matter, as to her, not necessarily her innocence or guilt, but a ruling from a court 6,000 miles away as to whether we're going to accede to their wishes to send her out of this country and send her back to Italy. It's a very ticklish subject. And people don't realize how important it is in a global economy and a global world that we live in, how important this decision will be because it will set a precedent. It will set a precedent.
Well, we want to be careful, I guess, because we might want to extradite somebody from Italy to this country
That's
at some
correct.
Future point. And
Absolutely.
If we don't... If there's no reciprocation,
there you are.
Then you've got a problem.
You've got a problem. But the question is, do we set the precedent? And the precedent will be set on this case, okay, which will be used in other cases worldwide because of its ruling of extradition, which has, when you have a treaty of extradition, okay, we don't have one as an example with Morocco or with Tunisia. We have no. That's why people like running to Morocco because we have no extradition treaty. You can't extract someone from that country. They won't even take the argument. But in the case where we do, we must accept that court's ruling, which is interesting. And we have an attorney with us coming up. Maybe he can answer that question at the appropriate time. But the point is, that's a very interesting case, and it may wind up in the United States Supreme Court. Interestingly enough, another one in front
another
of the highest,
one to the Supreme
to the
court.
Highest court of the land. Just thought I'd bring it up. I want you want to go on with something else. This is just
no.
A,
I'm just.
I'm fascinated by this stuff.
I know. I'm
because
just,
people don't realize.
I'm listening to every word that you say.
That these small cases.
With such admiration.
As I carry on. But
You are carrying on
I
today.
I am. Today there's something going on. It's in the air. Because spring is springing.
Did you take your medicine this morning?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I took my drugs. But the point is that people don't realize that these cases that happen in time. 10 years from now, 50 years from now, a century from now, these cases bear precedent because we're in a global world now. It's not just the isolation of a country any longer, and we have to deal in this global environment. And if we want to do business, if we want to deal in the justice of law,
absolutely.
What do we do?
I mean, we are becoming one society.
Correct.
At least in terms of well, I suppose justice as well as. Laws.
I guess the question, and this was raised by an attorney out in Seattle, I believe. She's either in Seattle or Tacoma, Washington. I'm not sure which state. But he raised the question of, do we accept their essentially jurisdiction over this individual, okay, a U.S. citizen, okay, who's already served 4 years? And if we accept that, what precedent is that setting? But the other argument is that there's an extradition treaty. That's exactly what the extradition treaty says.
Yeah, but you can't have a treaty that applies whimsically
yes,
on the part
of
some other country's court.
That's correct.
I wouldn't think. I mean, I'm not legal.
Ergo, here comes the Supreme Court to rule on the entire treaty.
Yeah.
its viability to be issued in the United. You have to come into the United States to issue that ruling to be able to get her extradited out of here.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, and I found it interesting. I really did. I found it. I find it's the nature of its precedent that it will set for years to come. Years to come. Anyway, I'm rambling on, and we're going on.
Well, we are. We have a lot to talk about in this particular broadcast, and looking forward to it, actually.
And so am I. Carl Sabatino with Rollins. I'm looking forward to a number of things. One of them is working with Kevin Wolf, our dear engineer in that room, smiling at us all the time, and working with you.
Then my job is to say, we'll be right back. So stay with us.
After
this is Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
Into Sean Elliott.
So where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash-talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Buzz is that the 75th Sturgis Rally will be a rather large event. Those riding to and from South Dakota face a daunting task.
Warning.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jack Ryan for American Biker Minute. 12 hours, an 860-mile run will get you from Milwaukee to Sturgis. I rode mine t-shirts proclaim this feat of epic proportion while others may log 2,500 miles one way alone. Consider adding an extra day to cover riding local highways in place of the interstate, where thanks to cheaper gas, the average speed is now 80 mile an hour, placing 70 mile an hour bikes in danger of being rear-ended, especially after dark. ABM reminds bikers it's not how fast you get to Sturgis, it's that you get to Sturgis, period. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.